to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. Oh my goodness, my. Well, here we are, folks. It happened. The 2016 WWE Royal Rumble is in the books. It's in the history books. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Royal Rumble post-show. Live here on Rant EM Radio and RantEMRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, and all those other platforms. Double A being joined by Tony C.
All hail.
And we're being joined by the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rao.
Hail.
We've got Surfer.
Greetings.
And we've got Rick Dara.
Yo, yo.
And he's still hurt. And that's Rage. Because, you know, he got number two.
I'm not even hurt about the Pets losing. I'm more hurt that, you know, like this is disappointing.
No, it's not.
What the hell?
Are you gonna bitch from the onset?
This is kind of soul crushing.
One of his guys didn't win.
Wait, stop. Hold on 1 second. Rage, you say soul crushing. That means this is one of the worst things you've ever seen in sports entertainment?
No, like, it wasn't the worst, but it felt like it just... It's really, really hard to explain. Like, this was just... I mean...
Humor me.
Let me just say this. Here's the thing. The Royal Rumble was great. I'll say that. It was great. It was good. It's just... When I look at everything leading up to, you know, the end, it's just... It feels like I waited all this time for that. It just feels like.
So what did you want, Rage? Get it out of your system now, because there's going to be a lot of people tuning in, and I don't want to hear them. I don't want them to hear you bitching for the next hour.
What are you talking about? I'm not going to be bitching for the next hour.
You've been bitching for the 3 minutes we've been on the air.
I just said the match.
Explain.
Was fine. I just said the match was fine. The ending is just...
Explain!
I waited for?
Explain.
Well, damn, they laid it out plain for you. What
did you want for ending?
I don't care that my guy lost.
What did you want for
ending?
Look, I didn't care who won. I didn't care who won.
What did you want besides this? What did you want?
I don't know. Like, it just doesn't.
That's your problem.
You gotta be quiet, because you have no leg to stand on. When somebody asks you a question, and you have no answer.
Like I said, it just didn't
just
do it.
Complaining to complain.
Well, no, I mean,
I'm not complaining. It just didn't do it for.
Alright, you said soul crushing. To me, like, the Mets losing the World Series was soul-crushing. Andre losing to Hulk Hogan to me was soul-crushing. Those were moments, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I get it. He's still hurting from today's loss. And, I get that. Hold on a second.
What are you talking about? It doesn't have anything to do with that. It doesn't have anything to do with that.
You know they're already ripping you in the chat room, right?
The way I felt when Sheamus won is the same way I feel that Triple H winning. It's just like.
Then what did you want? Explain.
Do you know what Triple H winning? I'm going to make this a work scenario. In my line of work, when we're down men in the field, a supervisor would step out of his office, put the bunker gear on, step on an ambulance, or he would step in communications with us. This is what Triple H did tonight. He took one for the team. He's still in good shape. He had three of his top guys on the shelf. They obviously weren't going to push Ambrose to that pinnacle yet, because they made him one of the finalists, which is pretty cool, and he won like he was supposed to win. Anybody else who's disappointed about that, that's fine. But to say you're soul crushed, man, you got to be a little more.
And,
I don't know.
And give, and he still has
give
yet.
Give a different scenario.
Yeah. No, what did you want then?
I know how I feel. It just doesn't.
What did you want, Rage?
Something
different from this. Okay.
Something that can leave me with a better taste in my mouth, because it just doesn't.
Then go get a piece of chocolate.
Rage, we still have about 6 to 8 weeks of programming left. And I think people just need to let this marinate for a minute, man.
I guess.
You have a right to feel how you feel, but don't come on and say you're soul crushed when you don't have an alternative. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable. 8 minutes into the post show and you're bitching.
Yeah, Dave, you're not being specific about what you would have done as in opposition to this, man. Like, what would you have done?
Not had Triple H won. I mean, look, I would have stuck with fucking Reigns retaining.
Okay, did you hear that crowd?
Okay, then you heard it.
I don't even like Roman Reigns as champion, but I would have stuck with
him. Okay, you heard it. You heard it here on this program. He doesn't want anybody else but Triple H. If Curtis Axel won, he would have been okay.
No, I wouldn't have. I just said, if you heard me talking, I just said I would have been much fine if they kept it on Reigns instead of Triple H. Because doesn't this go back to the issue that we had with WWE in the first place?
Them putting
the strap on the old guys. Isn't this the same problem?
Okay. Had a problem? Did you see the graph? There is 70 days between now and April 3rd. A lot can happen in 70 days.
Exactly.
And I think it's a little premature to call Triple H one of the old guys. Like, he's still in perfect ring shape, and he wrestles whenever
he looked fantastic! Not because I picked him to win. He looked fantastic.
Anyways, we say hello also.
Thank you so much, Double H, for giving me Rusev, of all people. Thank you.
Are we going to go through this? Are we really going to go through this?
It's a random drawing. You could have got Goldust, man. That's what I got.
He bitches about everything, though.
I got Goldust.
He bitches about everything.
Well, that's what I do.
No alternative.
That's what everybody does. Bitch and complain.
Not really. Rage, are you going to bitch?
Rage, I piss and complain all the time, but I also have a scenario.
Right.
I mean, it's like my kid does this all the time. Hey, Phil, I don't want to eat that soup. Well, why? I don't know. Because you're 8 years old. You don't know. But you're not 8 years old.
You're 21.
So tell me why you don't like the ending, and then tell me what you would do in return. I want a scenario. Give me something else, man.
I'd have fucking kept the belt on Reigns.
Okay.
That's my
so you would have had Roman Reigns win.
I'd have kept the belt on Reigns. I'd have had him the next night on Raw. I'd have had Triple H jump him or some shit. Then that'll probably be a better setup. That'll be a better setup for their match at WrestleMania. But to fucking give Triple H the belt, this goes back to the shit that we're talking that we had a problem with.
Okay, Rage, can I ask you a serious question?
Sit here and say, "Oh, I'm bitching for no reason."
Rage.
I didn't say you were bitching for no reason. I said you bitched but didn't have an alternative. Now you have. All right, so now you're telling us you would have kept the belt on Roman Reigns. So you would have wanted Roman Reigns to win. That's fine.
He complained about week to week. The week.
Yeah.
So it's basically the lesser of two evils you wanted to win.
I would have.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
I'd have kept the Roman Reigns.
That crowd would have already booing before we even got to that point.
Exactly.
They would have had a riot.
You're right, Rick. Oh, my God.
One at a time, guys.
WWE gives a shit about the crowd reaction. Like, they give a shit.
Yeah, thank you.
They give a shit about the
crowd. All right.
They don't give a damn.
You the one tonight.
Okay.
I don't believe they don't care. They're not going to always go to crowd reaction.
Rage, first of all, Rage, let's try to keep it one at a time. And second, calm down.
I'm calm.
Calm down. And tell me, we're going to be on the air about 48 more minutes. Are you going to bitch for another 48 minutes?
No. That's all I had to say.
All right. Anyways.
All I had to say about this matter.
Well, in case you missed it, let's take it back to about 10 minutes ago to when this happened.
A 14 time, double with a knee to the face. How the hell is Triple H still in this match?
Oh.
Ambrose eliminated! Triple H is a 14 time WWE champion!
Your Royal Rumble winner and the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Triple H!
Triple H is a 14 time WWE World Heavyweight Champion! Triple H will main event WrestleMania!
Now,
Double A, can I say something real quick? Go ahead. This is the thing that bothers me about fans like Rage. They laid this out plain and simple for you. It was on the internet. It's been on the internet for months that this was going to happen.
Exactly.
So when it happened, you shouldn't even be upset because they laid it out to you, bro. Just accept it.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Tony, I am not upset the fact that...
You are. You come on here and you this is...
Wait. I knew it was going to happen, but honestly, I haven't even been watching a lot of Raw. I could tell by the way things were going in the match that Triple H was going to win. But still,
but
even after...
Go by the match, right? The dirt sheets and everything. It's been out there.
Tony, I get that.
All right, enough of this. Let's get other people's opinion because I don't want to hear. I can't do this. This is one of the biggest shows of the year, and I can't have Rage bitching all night.
Okay, all right, fine.
Let's get other people's opinion.
Brock Lesnar, was he eliminated by somebody that was still in the match, or did the rest of the eliminated Wyatt family throw him out?
The Wyatts threw him out.
Yeah, the Wyatts threw him out.
I know the Wyatts was dead, but was Bray Wyatt a part of that?
Nobody touched him that was in the match.
So how is he eliminated then?
It doesn't matter. You could be eliminated, you know, by a sneeze.
Logic.
Yeah.
A sneeze. No disqualification.
Right. A sneeze could eliminate
you. I get this no disqualification, but you should still be eliminated by somebody who's eligible.
Well, that's the case. Curtis Axel just got eliminated from last year.
Yeah.
He did.
Listen to his bitching.
It's not that way, though. Like, Surfer, don't forget,
I'm
like...
I can't take Rage. I really can't today.
Y'all know I'm not bitching. I'm just saying that's just kind of strange.
That logic.
It's happened before, though. Remember in the 2002 Royal Rumble when Maven eliminated Undertaker, and Undertaker raged out and went back in and eliminated him.
And I'm guessing Brock Lesnar's going to feud with Bray Wyatt for WrestleMania.
Which is fine.
Okay.
It gives something different for Brock to do.
Thank God.
You know, and
so he'll eliminate everybody in the Wyatt family before he beats down Bray.
Sure, why not?
At Fastlane 78, he's gonna fucking beat up on all the Wyatts, then call Bray out.
Three on one. And then, like Phil said, at Mania it'll be 1-on-1 him.
Hell in a Cell. Maybe it's even a Hell in a Cell. Maybe they'll throw us a bone at Mania and make the cage match worthy. Make that Hell in a Cell match worthy. Tell me a story in the next 70 days that's going to have something significant
for
Brock
to do. Keep the Wyatt family
out. Yeah.
Keep the Wyatt family from not getting buried every fucking time. At least build a story before you bury the guy, you know?
Yeah. To anybody that's trying to call in, we'll take your calls. We're going to try to do this as organized as possible, and I couldn't. Rage, I'm sure you're pissed, but number one, your reception sucks, and number two, I couldn't take your complaining all night. Anyways, all right, let's talk about happy things, okay? Let's talk about unicorns. Let's talk about
New Day.
So
yes.
Anyways,
Rage, number two.
I'm gonna first of all, congratulations to Mr. Pickles. Sean is his real name. He won the Royal Rumble contest. He's number 30. He will get to program this network for a 24-hour period, and he also wins a $50 American Express gift card. I'll be in contact with you, Sean, to arrange the details of receiving your gift here shortly. Anyways, well, you know, what do you want? AJ came in to the Royal Rumble. Let's take Rob's call. We'll take because Rob was on during the pre-show. What do you guys think? AJ came in at number what? What was it? Four.
They made it seem
no number three. He was third. I'll take that back.
They made it seem like he might be another Ric Flair.
Who? AJ?
Yes.
They made him look like another Ric Flair.
Like, you know how Ric Flair came in at third and he lasted. So did that surprise? Here come number three. It's AJ Styles. He's in there early. He's a favorite among the crowd.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That's kind of a stretch.
He would have walked out had he won.
That's kind of that's a given. But I don't think yeah. I don't think that they would have said that. You know, it's like a Ric Flair moment.
No. They want you to think it was like another Ric Flair. Like he was going to come in early and last, and the crowd was going to be behind him.
They were behind him.
Exactly. And he came in at the same spot Ric Flair did when he won it.
Now he's about to feud with Kevin Owens, so there you go.
Yeah. I was happy with AJ showing. I thought the spot, you remember during the pre-show, I said there has to be a spot between, let's say, the primetime players where it's a small spot but it triggers a feud. Well, okay, that didn't happen with the primetime players, but it happened with Owens and AJ, and Owens throwing AJ's ass out of the Royal Rumble. Welcome to WWE, AJ! That right there was beautiful.
Yes, I agree.
I thought it was a good move.
You know, normally I would be like, oh, when I like the crowd, I'm like, oh, the crowd was fantastic, the crowd was great. Tonight, I can give a shit about the crowd. That card was decent. The matches were good, mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. solid. And mm-hmm. the crowd had this ADHD mentality tonight, mm-hmm. and they were chanting AJ, AJ. That's fine. That was cute. But there was really good stuff going on tonight.
Oh, I agree. I thought the matches, with the exception of the women's match, which is what I expected, I thought the other matches were Owens and Ambrose, excellent match. Excellent match. Yeah.
You know, yes. I have to say Becky Lynch should be champion right now, because technically Ric Flair threw in the towel.
And the New Day versus the Usos, I thought sloppy, but I thought it was a good match.
I like how Double A no sold that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say that. What the hell? What are the matches? Oh,
if that had been thrown in a piece of clothing, is thrown in the towel. Come on now.
All right, Arnold Skolin, relax.
Yeah, Skolin's been dead for 10
I
years.
I didn't even make that reference.
Jesus Christ!
Look, I'm not complaining about the match. I'm just saying, like, the ref should have took that as thrown.
It's
in
not
the
a
towel.
Towel, though.
So Helen Hart could have threw in her sweater.
Exactly.
This motherfucker will accept that Kitty Pryde can send people back through time,
dude,
but you're going to argue with the towel.
Wrong show, wrong time, man.
Okay.
If you want to talk comic books, every Sunday at 5 o'clock, you can call in and complain about that then, okay?
You ask him every week.
He chose not to show up today.
Yeah, but you ask him every week. He can't. What do you want? Him to show up on every freaking show?
If he can't or don't want to call in, that's fine. Don't bring up comic book references and we talking wrestling. That's my job.
You bring him up.
You trying to take my job?
Okay. All right. So back
surfer,
to
surfer. Good, surfer. Good, do you want me to make me a permanent number three of your show, forever and ever?
Dude,
is that what? The
okay, guys, come on. Listen.
Can we continue this bromance on another show, please?
Yeah, please, Jesus. Anyways, yeah, U.S. title.
Jesus is back on his throne.
U.S. man. Title. Kalisa regained the U.S. title from what's this guy's name? Del Rio.
And I
hope he keeps it. And he put on a hell of a performance. I thought
Kane title reign coming.
I thought the spot where the mask was coming off, I thought that was good. You know, I'm happy for Kalisto. I really am.
Yeah, he definitely deserves it, man. That's really cool. I thought they were going to punk his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing the whole talking about him, like the similarities between him and Rey Mysterio, like half the match.
Yeah, that's Ray Kalisto, Tony C. called it.
Again,
they've been wanting somebody to take Ray's place, and Sin Cara number one didn't do it, so.
Again, with the announcers. The announcers were
awful.
Awful.
I don't need to hear.
No, though Michael Cole.
I didn't even pay attention to them.
Though Michael Cole getting.
ABL became your favorite announcer tonight.
No, though Michael Cole getting taken out early in the night.
That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Glasses got broken.
They broke my glasses.
You didn't hear what he said to Byron?
What did he say?
When they were doing show that NXT thing, he's like, well, you know, Byron comes out here, he gets to play announcer every week.
Yeah,
that's
pretty funny. Yeah, but like,
big thing, yeah. JBL sat up there and said that Ricky Steamboat wasn't champion because of Ric Flair. Dude, does he not know the history of wrestling? To say, make a statement like that?
Been champion more
he only had the one shot against Flair.
No, he's had multiple shots.
He had two shots in WCW, and he swapped the belt to both times. But I think he needs to, you know what he needs to do, JBL.
Listen to
Friday nights, and then he'll know how to tell a good history lesson.
They had that three match series, and then I don't remember. Ricky Steamboat ever getting another title
in 94 he did.
Spring Stampede
94 they had a feud. Okay. And the thing is, just because you were not watching doesn't mean that they did not have in the 80s Flair and Steamboat, actually in the 70s they wrestled before Flair was champion, and then again in the 80s when Flair became champion, Flair and Steamboat in the early 80s. I'm not talking about in 89. I'm talking about the early 80s when Flair had his first run.
Flair dedicated an entire chapter of his book to Ricky Steamboat. And they've wrestled over 1,000 times. It's documented. I have it upstairs. I can prove it.
Yeah, and Flair has said that his best matches with Ricky Steamboat were the matches he had with him in the 70s.
Were never televised.
And they were never televised. Exactly.
Never televised.
So, JBL, you know, made a very erroneous statement.
He's a dickbag.
I can't. These announcers. This is ridiculous.
My highlight of the night.
He's more about the one-liners than actual facts and history.
Yeah, he just wants to get his point across, but he doesn't have any kind of respect for the history. Like he'll tell you, he's spitting out facts like he's reading it off of Wikipedia. You know what I'm saying?
And they're not even good facts.
Whatever facts he has.
You know?
Oh, this happened tonight. He made a big John Studd reference tonight, right? And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I just did this 2 weeks ago. And Dave and I said the same exact thing he said 2 weeks ago, and it had more of a feeling to it. Don't throw me facts. Don't throw me facts. So you're sitting in front of a fucking keyboard, and you got a monitor in your ear.
Whispering in his ear what to say.
What a bag of douche.
Maybe he does.
Why didn't he tell Rusev to get down off the table? Why was he
a bag of douche?
He is a bag of douche, Jen. He is
absolutely ridiculous.
He's a big fat bag of douche.
Seeming bag of douche.
That's right.
So. Overall, let's go around the room. We'll get everybody's opinion. We'll go one by one. We'll start with Rob, because Rob's been quiet since I brought him on. Your thoughts? The Royal Rumble? Give it a grade.
I give it a grade out of like 100 or like...
Like an A, B, C?
I give it a 8.5.
Like an 8.5?
The majority of the card is great. Sans Diva. You're right about the tag match. I was a little... weird about that, but everything was good, except for maybe like the last 2 minutes of the Rumble. Triple H wasn't selling any of the bumps. I saw he missed the Superman punch, and I think Dean Ambrose missed a knee. It just looked weird, and the whole thing was sloppy. The last move with Dean Ambrose and Triple H was just sloppy, but everything overall, I'm pretty excited.
You know what? You know what might would have told a more compelling story? Had Dean Ambrose helped Triple H win it.
Yeah.
that would have been, I tell you, the feed would be shaking if that would have happened.
Yeah.
And like if Triple H just like bowed out because he was just there to take out Reigns and then just gave it to Ambrose.
Because, exactly. Because normally when it comes down to like the last two people, at some point you think they're going to see each other again. This is not over. But Dean Ambrose just going to go off and either continue to fight with Kevin Owens or get beat up by the league or somebody else. I mean, like, he's done as far as Triple H is concerned.
Tony C., give it a grade.
Well, my grade, I give it a K. King of Kings, damn it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
The New Day went over. Roman Reigns is no longer champion. Hell, I'm happy as a sissy with a sack of dicks.
That's...
I give it that.
Holy shit.
I never even heard of that.
So... There you go. God. That's the line of the night.
Can somebody hashtag that and put it on Twitter?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Yeah, you know, we'll retweet that. And
that is Sissy with a capital S.
Capital S. Which S? The first one or the third?
The first one.
All of them.
All of them. There you go.
All of them.
Boy.
No one can bring me down tonight.
I thought Sissy was spelled with a C. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's just a space as that.
So here we go.
I know Lee somewhere, him and Mofo Magic,
we
somewhere crying right now in a hole somewhere.
Yeah, we've got
gotcha, bitch.
We've got a statement from TNA regarding AJ Styles and his debut tonight. All they said was. Congratulations, AJ, on your debut tonight. We wish you the best.
we wish you a steady paycheck. Thanks.
It's like they're saying, good luck there. Like you're ever going to get far there.
Yeah,
you could have been a big fish in a small pond. Now you're going to be a guppy in the ocean.
Nah, fried dicks for them.
Okay, exactly. I'm going to talk about them on Tuesday.
Fried baby dicks. That's it.
That ridiculous. Jesus, that's a little bit rough.
We are on fire tonight.
I got to tell you, it. Well, anyways, AJ only tweeted, "Yeah, WWE." That's all he tweeted.
Yeah.
So.
That way you were right about AJ. Not having to go to NXT, just coming straight up.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I just want to say one more thing. If Reigns would have went over, they would have rioted in our city.
It would have been just like Baltimore. And
you guys yeah. If that shit happened, everyone would need their own bunker.
Why would they have rioted?
Did you hear them when he came?
Yeah, there would have been a hashtag canceled the WWE Network and all that stupid crap going on all over Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
That would have happened. Everybody would have been calling their cable provider going, I want to cancel my subscription. That's bullcrap.
You had to assume he had a better than chance winner until Triple H walked into that ring.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Rick, give it a grade.
I would say a B+. Everything was pretty solid about it. I mean, the Owens Ambrose last man standing match had a lot of cool spots and stuff. Had, you know, it was very well done match.
That match was fast out of the gate.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It was
the
best match of the card.
Yeah,
this was a New Day. Did a great job. I like the Play Francesca chance that they're starting to get. The crowd's starting to really like them, but the smart thing that Woods did there was he didn't play Francesca. He kind of, you know, shunned the crowd, which is what you need to do and be a good heel about it.
Yeah.
Diva's match was exceptional. The Royal Rumble was unpredictable and satisfying. There was really nothing bad in this. You know, these are the kind of cards. I mean, at this point, if you can't enjoy this kind of a card, then maybe time to take some time off from WWE. It's about as good as it's going to get for a while.
Yeah, what about you, Phil? Well,
pretty much.
I'm going to give it a solid B.
Solid.
And I'm going to give it a solid B because I thought the U.S. title match was a bit sloppy. I'm happy for Kalisto, don't get me wrong. I just, for some reason, they didn't click the this time around from the last two matches they had.
Kalisto just hit his head on that cold red powerbomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and the Divas match was the ending was disappointing. Even though Ric Flair is in the mix with this whole thing with Charlotte, Charlotte's not giving me that heel. I'm not feeling her as a heel. I'm not. Sasha Banks, Shaq, and her up was fantastic. And let's be honest, if you were going to put the belt on Dean Ambrose, how are you taking the hottest thing in the company right now, one of the hottest things in the company, as a face to WrestleMania as the champ? What heel are you building up? Everybody's pissed off that Triple H won. Well, for the people who are pissed Triple H won, answer me that question. Who are you going to get in 70 days to fight him? Oh, we're going to turn Roman Reigns heel. Stop. Stop with the nonsense. The fans obviously don't want this poor guy as the face of the company.
No, they don't.
Right. So
he's the second coming of John Cena.
So what do? You put the belt on a heel. Mm-hmm. Triple H is a heel. Thank you. And if you're not going to have Brock do it, Triple H or Bray Wyatt do it, it's got to be a heel. Now you tell a story. This is what wrestling is, boys and girls. This is what I grew up with, kids. Mm-hmm. It's called storytelling.
I was rubbing it into Rage.
I don't care how many t-shirts you fucking sell. I don't care how the fans have this ADHD retarded mentality. It's got to be this way. Tell me a story.
It's true.
Tell me a story.
It's true.
Now you have a story. The big bad wolf has the belt. Go after the big bad wolf. And who's going to go after the big bad wolf?
And it's all set up to try to make Roman Reigns a stronger
face.
And I thought and one more thing. I thought AJ Styles was great coming in. Yeah. And I thought his music was fantastic. Gave him like a little hip hop flair to it. They've always been giving it to him.
I'm going to see if we can get that.
I hope so. That's going to be my new ringtone.
Well, no, I'm going to see if we can at least play the his intro. His walk to the ring.
Because Triple H, he can't be a long-term champion, okay? He's going good.
No.
He's going to be champion going into wrestling.
For real. He's no threat to CM Punk's record, sir?
No, come on now. He got a real job, okay? Wrestling, right. That's just a side joint having fun.
And Surfer, you know what? Even if you put the belt back on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, hypothetically, let's say that's going to be the main event, hypothetically, right? Mm-hmm. You got Rollins coming back. You could push Ambrose. You could push Lesnar again. It's not like Roman Reigns is going to go and be like, oh, you know, with the loaded fist and be like a Cena all of a sudden. You can't bury these guys all the time anymore. It's not that kind of game. You could throw Kevin Owens in that mix now. I mean, there's guys waiting for this. Even if you gave the belt back generically a third time to Roman Reigns, at least you're telling a story. And that's my point.
He pounded his fist. That means
but you slapped your ass.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I know. I'm lying. I slapped my inner thigh. It was near my outer thigh. It was near my ass. I'm sorry.
But let me comment on this real quick.
A story.
Let me comment on this real quick. Just to prove a point here to what Phil was saying, and to prove that it's not what happened tonight is not a bad thing. So far, I have seen little complaints on Twitter, which is the first outlet that the fans go to bitch. I've seen primarily I've seen positive things like, oh, this is a good way to start off the year, good pay-per-view, nice start, all those things that they say. And it seems for the most part that everybody is happy. So I don't know, people are just unreasonable. Let me see here if we can get... Here we go. Here's AJ's introduction.
Here. This is the Mandarin finish.
That's cool.
Got that Wu-Tang Clan Ghostface Killer feel to it.
Like Sunday morning gospel.
Yeah, that's Ghostface.
Easy.
Yeah, Ghostface Killer.
All right, and there you go. So
you know, Ghostface rhymes over those old R&B loops. They, you know,
yeah,
that's so dope. Yeah. I love it.
So we'll see AJ tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, live from Miami, Florida. All right.
Well, you know what, Double A, people would have really complained if they'd have went with Phil's dirt sheet finish
with The Rock.
With the Rock. Rock,
which may still happen, Tony. Tony, that may still happen at WrestleMania.
You're gonna tell me? You're gonna tell me, Rage? You wouldn't complain about that?
Rage would complain if he fucking handed him $1 million. He complained it wasn't $2 million.
But Double A, if they would have slid Phil Brooks in there, and Phil Brooks would have won the goddamn title.
Ah, forget it. Or Jeff Hardy. Or Jeff Hardy.
This was the greatest pay-per-view I've ever seen.
Or Phil Brooks wearing Jeff Hardy pants. There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's awful, guys. That's really
pretty much.
Listen, Rick, you want nice things? You have to work at it. This is why we can't have nice things, is shit like that. I want nice things. I want nice things.
Scott, you didn't repeat, but what do you give in terms of a grade?
I give it a B+. I thought the women's match was pretty good. I like the ending of it, you know, with Sasha coming out.
That was the upside to that match.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know. Now, I do hope they do a triple threat and put Becky in that. You know, because that would make, to me, you know, that would make it better.
Damn,
but
how
Sasha's
many shots
take that
gonna
get,
Scott?
It seemed like Becky had her chance. She needs to go to the bottom and work her way back up again.
Well, the thing is that Sasha gave her that little shot and knocked her out of the ring so she can go after Sasha on that. So, you know, they could work a storyline around it.
She needs to do something else now. Obviously, they're not going to put the belt on her.
Like, now, I think she'll eventually get it.
Yeah, maybe at Fastlane 78.
Fastlane does not have a number. And if it did,
every
it
would
be 28.
Yes, every woman wrestler has held that belt except for Oksana.
Fastlane 28, because it's only 28 days in the month. There you go.
The Padawan. Jen, what do you give this grade?
I gave it a solid B+.
Seems that everybody's giving it a B. Seems that everybody's giving it a B. Surfer.
B.
You're giving it a B? I'll give it a B as well. I don't have much to cry about when it comes to this. I really don't. Is Triple H winning the most ideal thing? I guess it could be worse. But
and you have half your roster on the shelf.
Exactly. It was going to be AJ, Roman, Brock, Triple H, or Bray Wyatt. It was going to be one of those five
and
out
you
of
look, you
were
looking
25
at a
others.
Repeat main event for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If you went with Roman versus Brock.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You know, besides,
I just wish you'd have came out with a sledgehammer.
Besides, if Roman retained, for example, what does Roman do after that?
We can we agree the silliest moment of the night was
the ladder.
The ladder.
Yeah, that was,
yeah.
That was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
He telegraphed that from the start. You knew. I just knew he was going to come down and pull out a ladder and think he was in a ladder match.
It was funny.
You know what, Vince? I'm gonna say this, and I hope Vince is listening. If you need another brother to act crazy and get a check, I'm your man.
Yeah, there you go.
I can pull some of those same stuff off. Once R-Truth retire, I don't mind doing that.
And I was waiting for AJ and R-Truth to go at it a little bit, and it didn't happen.
No, because R-Truth's a retard now.
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Right. I call him K-Quick.
Like, did you hear Xavier Woods? Hey, AJ!
He's
heard that.
He's like a month behind in his matches.
Yeah.
As Lee would say, he's like, what does Lee say, step and fetching?
Yeah.
That's all true.
The bank is in July.
It's in July.
He in the stumble.
See, next month, he'll come down for a Royal Rumble match. And eliminate himself.
No, he's in the summer. He's on Australia time. He's in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be in the Survivor. He'll come out in the Survivor Series theme next time.
And of course, people saying erroneous things, saying that Sami Zayn is now in the WWE. No, he's still part of NXT, guys.
Yeah, they just didn't need to fill out the roster.
Yeah,
so.
He was just there to. He was there for a spot.
They didn't bring in any old timers.
No, which was
Triple H show.
Kane and Big Show.
Kane and Big Show. I'm talking about when they like bring in like
Hacksaw Jim Duggan or something.
Yeah, like guys you haven't seen in a few years. Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah.
Like the closest is Goldust, and he's been back for like at least a month now.
But if you did, you wouldn't have the Tyler Breezes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have the.
Saying they didn't go the route of bringing in some old timer.
Yeah.
The Sami Zayn spot though, I thought was very good too.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
You know,
can
Owens.
We give it up to Braun Strowman for putting the Big Show to sleep and like
Yes, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
bravo.
They really trying to put that guy over, huh?
They've told you now that the Big Show is no longer effective as a beast monster. I mean,
thank the maker.
Listen. I'm sorry. He's supposed to be the hardest person to take out. He's not supposed to be eliminated single-handedly by anybody. Even Kane always had problems putting him out, and Braun Strowman just put that motherfucker to sleep like he was a 10-year-old.
Double A, who has the worst hug, Braun Strowman or the Yeti?
The Yeti.
Okay, listen. How can they come up with a feud between Braun Strowman and the Big Show at this point and have people care about it or find it?
All he got to do is hug him.
Because at this point, you haven't told him Braun Strowman is better than the Big Show. So there's no
you know what
anymore.
I'm branding Braun Strowman's finisher to Danny Tanner. Book it. I'm calling it. You hit him with the Danny Tanner.
I don't mind. You know what, Surfer? I don't mind Braun Strowman being the new Big Show.
I get that too, but they...
No, you want him to be the giant. You don't want him to be the Big Show.
You know what I meant.
They've taken away the chance of it being passed on in a legitimate feud. At this point now, if they say they're going to go at it, you're going to be bored because you already know Braun Strowman is just going to beat the Big Show every time.
Braun Strowman?
You're going to hug him.
I said Braun.
Juan.
I didn't say Juan. I said Braun.
Oh, he's Mexican all of a sudden?
Juan.
Oh, Juan Strowman? That's his Mexican brother.
I say Juan.
All right, essay.
Anyways, let's...
Ole!
Let's,
Orale! All of Ole!
We got the little annual WrestleMania bump that we get every year, and one of the theme songs has been released, for those of you that are wondering. And it seems that WWE is going to continue their working relationship with Flo Rida.
I'm embarrassed because I like the song.
Then the song is called My House, and here's a little bit of it.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, wait a minute. Here we go.
Floyd.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too loud. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out.
There you go, that's the theme
song.
That
ain't the most generic shit I've heard in a long fucking time.
I gotta be honest with you, though, it's catchy, and I'm embarrassed to say I like it.
It is catchy, I did, I, we, me too.
Is commercial.
That is the safest rap.
Did Kevin Owens to kick his ass too?
I thought it was catchy. To be honest,
Page's new music.
And that does it's so bad.
That's so middle of the road. It's not even funny.
I don't know. I liked it. I like it.
Stop fronting, yes, Surfer. I want to be hip hop, but yeah, I
it kind of starts getting you moving a little bit. You know,
yeah.
That breaks beat. To like it, yeah, or not
in
the like
opposite direction.
And with
that shit was just so vanilla and safe.
No, but that with the video, and I thought, you know, it was good. I wouldn't crank that in the house at full blast, and, you know, mopping the floor.
Crank that through the hood.
But
I'm embarrassed.
You know,
that's the shit you play on MTV. That ain't the shit you play on BET.
I mean,
who cares who Shadow's on?
Yeah.
Made it for Hip Hop Awards.
I mean,
it'll be on my iPhone in a minute.
I mean, it was. Hey, I liked when I liked the WrestleMania 27 theme song.
That's VH1, man.
I like that one, but
yeah, I like that one.
It could be on VH1. That's the only Shadow I like.
This other thing that we got going on now.
That song had a more harder edge than what I just heard.
What, this one?
Stop. That Flo Rida song had a dope hip hop breakbeat to it, though.
Hold on, I'm not even saying that song is hard. I just said it had a harder edge than that Flo Rida song.
Yeah, definitely. That new thing is fluff completely. Corporate bullshit.
That's fine.
I want to be played on the radio.
I'm selling out.
Hey, hey, look, you can like the song. I'm not telling you not to.
I mean,
you're not telling me not to.
Just think about it.
I just thought that was just some. I mean. There's no yellow. That's straight down the yellow line. That is just
it's vanilla enough that one has to assume that there's another song down the road, and it's not going to just be one song for WrestleMania.
Of course there will be.
What else do you want? Do you want some fucking horrible emo band that they had in the 2000s?
Right? No,
terrible fucking music.
No, I'm just saying you got four. I expect something a little bit more thumping.
Listen, I have nothing against this Florida guy. I just don't think that it really worked for what was going on, you know?
I prefer Delaware, but Florida's going to work for me. I'm all right with that.
I mean, I could picture the promos, you know?
That Delaware guy, don't.
Tune in to the Ram Radio's WrestleMania coverage, you know?
Deepware like that.
Yes.
You know, Rage's girlfriend travels to Deepware, or his ex-girlfriend.
So do you.
So do you.
I don't travel to Deepware.
Yes, you do. To pick up your television sets?
Oh, that was once.
Once was enough. Once was enough.
Get a TV. Once was a Craigslist run, baby. Get the van.
Once was enough. Anyways,
look, they have no sales tax, so.
Okay.
You are a Jewish motherfucker.
Ring the bell.
Boy, what the hell?
Surfer Davis Jr.
I know people that drive to Delaware all the time to buy stuff.
I got bells in every room now.
I went down there one time.
Jeez.
I went down there one time, picked up from TV, so what?
You know, insert New York with Philadelphia, and this is what Tony C. just said to Surfer.
Why don't you go back to New York, you wop bastard?
Oh, no, wrong drop. Wrong drop.
Why don't you go back to Canada, you Jew bastard?
There you go. Yeah, it was wrong drop.
Why don't you go back to Canada, you Jew bastard?
Okay.
God.
Poor Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Jeez. I got a few of those.
Why don't you go back to Cuba, you spick bastard?
Okay.
Wow.
Anyways. And I got it in Spanish.
Regresa Canadá, judío bastardo.
Okay.
Whoa.
Anyways.
Wait. ¿Cómo se dice racist radio host?
Regresa Canadá, judío bastardo.
Anyways, so.
Got it in Chinese?
No, I don't have it in Chinese.
Oh.
Chinese. Unfortunately, I don't have it in Chinese. Anyways.
Lee would have loved it in Chinese.
Yeah.
Of course he would have.
I would have.
So, while we're on the subject and while the feed is hot and we haven't scared away that many listeners, and thank you to the chat room, thank you to everybody who's tuning in and listening live, let's talk about WrestleMania real briefly because it's time to announce our lineup for our WrestleMania weekend. Oh, boy, here we go. Boy, oh, boy, we got lots of good things in store for you this coming March 31st. That's when it kicks off. And it all kicks off at 9 p.m. Thursday night, March 31st, with Rant and Wrestling. It's their WrestleMania special. Don't know yet if it's going to be live or not, but if it isn't, it isn't. If it is, great. Saturday, April 1st, will be Surfer's Springtime Fun Show. That'll be live.
I'm not doing a show on Saturday.
I didn't say Saturday.
You did say Saturday.
Okay, Friday, April 1st. Surfers Springtime Fun Show live at 8 p.m., followed by a Friday night episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks at 12 midnight. Then on Saturday at 5 p.m. will be a Rant AM Radio Roundtable. The topic is a good one. The legacy of Sting. So we're going to talk about the Sting.
Stinger. So you're preempting Turnbuckle Throwbacks for a fun show?
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're on Fridays now.
No, that's all right. No, I just want to get that clear. That's all. Just want to make sure. All right. Keep it moving. I'm sorry.
I completely forgot you're on Fridays now.
No. We'll take the weekend off. That's fine.
Huh. No, you're not off.
You'll be on during WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah. Fun show.
You're working that Sunday.
Am I?
Yeah.
Okay. If I did work last Sunday.
Yeah.
Last year. Okay.
I completely forgot that you guys were on the air. I'm still thinking sometimes you guys are still on Wednesdays. All right. Awkward. Anyways.
No.
Saturday, April 2nd, like I said, the legacy of Sting, that'll be a roundtable live at 5 p.m. Then when the Hall of Fame induction ceremony goes off the air, 11, 12 midnight. I think last year we went on the air at 12:45. Whatever time that damn show goes off the air, we will hit the air live with a post-show recapping what went down. Then on Sunday, WrestleMania Sunday, oh my God, things really kick off. We'll have a replay of Freaks, Neffing Geeks at 8 o'clock in the morning. That'll start you off. Then at 10 a.m. will be the Wrestling Call-In Show live, followed by Talk Brunch at 12 noon. That will also be live. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 2 p.m. The Rant live at 4 p.m., and then we'll have a special two-hour WrestleMania post-show at 11 p.m. to recap everything that went down. Coming up then on Monday, April the 4th, and Tuesday, April the 5th, when there's no live shows on, okay, so let me make that clear, whenever there's not a live show on Tuesday, or Monday and Tuesday after WrestleMania, we will replay the entire marathon from beginning to end. Monday, April 4th, Talk Brunch will be live at 11:30, and then, of course, normal programming will return on Tuesday with The Rant at 8 p.m.
That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right, it's a lot of stuff.
We always do a lot of stuff.
We do a lot for Mania. It's fun, man.
It's about 20, I think it's 20 hours altogether.
You broke the record last year, didn't you?
Yeah. And Rick, seeing that you are the rookie here, I must warn you, do not do a show at the last second.
Yes. Don't piss AA off on WrestleMania Sunday, because I...
Please don't.
That's the one day a year I'll get mad. I don't get mad too often, but I'll get mad on WrestleMania Sunday if you screw around with me.
If you can't do a live show and you can tape it in advance, do that.
But. Yeah.
So let them know ahead
of time. You're getting warned because somebody tried to pull the wool over my eyes while I was live on the air, and it didn't work. So honestly,
Now, Rick is writing out his script for that day, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, Rick is probably already shitting bricks, but still. No.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Somebody who's no longer on this network decided.
There's a reason why you got a spot.
There was a show that actually occupied that spot at one time. Anyway,
somebody talking about a spot. What
was
liver
that?
Spot?
Yeah, it was a liver spot.
I thought it was a spot on your back.
My dog spot.
Dermatologist.
Anyway, it's a spot.
Oh, and by the way, this doesn't mean that's the entire lineup. We might get more.
More.
We did that last year. We added a bunch of shit.
We could be adding stuff at the last minute.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of seeing that we could be adding maybe one or two more shows. That stuff that could be produced in advance. It might not necessarily air live, but it's stuff that'll be. Oh, by the way, you can go to www.shop.com and get your AJ Styles shirt.
Dope.
That was fast.
So look at that.
Wow, they wasted no time.
They wasted no time. We just got that in. So, yeah, WrestleMania weekend kicks off Thursday, March 31st, runs all the way through Tuesday, April the 5th. I promise you, folks, this is one of the biggest weekends of the year for wrestling, and we pull out no stops. I mean, we just are on, it seems, all the time. And some of you out there that are listeners hang with us the entire run, and let me tell you, we appreciate that. Let me tell you.
I know last year we had correspondence from the event, right?
Yes, we did, and we might have some of those correspondence again this year.
Yeah, right? Jen.
You know, Jen, you know, you better take
that one.
I will be at the NXT event, WrestleMania, and the Raw after WrestleMania.
So there you go.
Ah, so now you got to write all our phone numbers down. We call into the shows.
Live calls, live selfies.
Live everything. You have to give us a weather report. You have to just do it. Even though it's in a dome stadium, we want
reports. I'm in the copter, double A.
Exactly.
And, sorry, Jen, but if you try to assault Roman Reigns and you get arrested, we're not bailing you out.
Yeah, I know y'all.
Speak for yourself. I'll raise bail money if you get it on film.
Yeah, we're always going to send Jen on the most challenging missions.
I touched the butt and it was worth it.
Well, there you go.
If
you wait a minute. Padawan Jen, are you in that class with Lee and Mofo Med? You like that Elkin eyed motherfucker?
That is her first husband. Are you kidding?
That's a baby daddy right there.
Cool.
My first love was The Rock.
Ooh.
Now
so
I like
you love Samoan. Double A?
I didn't find Jen.
Eating. Blue eyed heaven, wet hair heaven, mother.
She got a Samoan fetish.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
for her.
Yeah.
She's an island girl.
You know, music for her.
Yeah.
Does she wear Uso face paint when she goes outside?
Oh my god.
Does she do a chant in the fucking bread aisle at the fucking Stop and Shop?
The Rock is our cousin.
I would.
Hey, Tony, when I say oosh, you say ouch. Oosh.
No. I'd be throwing bread in the aisle like spears.
Jesus. Are they spear chuckers now? That's what they do.
Hey-o! Ring the bell. No. Ring the bell.
Christ. All right, Tony. Keep the hate to yourself, Lord. Man.
How about that Samoan catch during the tag match? Way.
Yes.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
About Triple H throwing that Samoan ass out. Get out of here.
Yo, I've never seen Triple H move as quick as he did to run across that ring and throw him out.
And just to reiterate, Tony C, what are Samoans?
Puerto Ricans with coconut breath that can swim.
There you go. There you go.
And we know where he's been hiding. He's been trying to get in shape. Because, you know, he does look a little... round and
tossed his ass out like Jazz on the first
fight for his age.
Jesus.
No, I'm saying, like, when he's not wrestling, that stomach gets a little bit round and he had to get back in shape.
That was the last
The only cut I saw was on Jericho, so I don't know where you're
going.
Yeah,
he's got a punch. he ain't svelte anymore.
So if Triple H wasn't COO, do you think he'd be a steady main roster guy right now?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely.
I don't know about steady. Maybe not steady.
He'd be punking them left and right.
He'd be a full-time wrestler. I don't know if he'd be on top of the company.
Because he wasn't, when he was starting to wind down, he wasn't on top anymore. You know?
He's the wrestler we need right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and every line went away.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand
you need
that.
Somebody.
Yeah,
you need somebody.
A lot of people don't understand that, unfortunately. But
no, because they ADHD mentality,
especially nowadays.
Or
fucking retards.
The next time, well, let's talk about a couple of other things. In 2 weeks, we'll have our Super Bowl 50 coverage. That'll be live here on Rant-EM Radio, beginning at 4 p.m. with Surfer. And whoever else is football fans on this network. And they're going to be...
I think Wim will be helping me.
So there you go. Surfer and William Morgan, just like last year. They're going to be breaking down the big game. Who's going to be playing?
Carolina and the Broncos.
There you go.
And they found... Double A, they found the hammock down where my cousin lives that can fit me.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be on a hammock. Coming into the show.
Well, there you go. So...
Yep.
So there you are, Super Bowl coverage, 4 o'clock, Super Bowl Sunday, that's 2 weeks from tonight, February the 7th, here on Rant-EM Radio. The next time we bring you wrestling event coverage will be 5 weeks from tonight, I believe.
Fastlane 48. One, I'm sorry, 28.
Four weeks from tonight, on Sunday, February the 21st, for WWE Fastlane, and that... He's gonna have his pay-per-view cherry popped when Rick Dara will be presiding over the the pay-per-view coverage.
This is the pay-per-view Vin Diesel should be a part of.
I know, right?
No, no, no. Don't give that to Rick, man. What's
Vin
wrong
Diesel
with you?
Should not be part of life, let alone a pay-per-view.
Come on now. It's the Fast and Furious, so.
Yeah. So it'll be Rick and I'm sure Cast of Thousands. They'll be bringing you coverage with a live pre-show at 7 p.m. and then, of course, the post-show at 11 p.m. Just like always here on Rant-Yam Radio. And once again, mark it on your calendars. Our WrestleMania weekend marathon kicks off Thursday, March 31st. We'll go on for five days on this network. And you definitely want to be a part of that. Go to rantamradio.com, download all the shows. Speaking of all the shows, let's run down all the shows because I just realized I didn't give the schedule. Tomorrow night, Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 11:30, followed on Tuesday with the Rant, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Tomorrow's
Talk Brunch.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
I appreciate it.
Oh, boy. I'm all out of order. Tomorrow, Talk
Triple
Brunch
H
live
winning.
At 11.
I know.
Triple H winning the Royal Rumble screwed me up. 11:30 Talk Brunch live tomorrow night following Monday Night Raw. Then on Tuesday, The Rant, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the U.K. Freaks and Effing Geeks will be following that at 11 p.m. Then on Thursday, you get a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live this coming Friday at 9 p.m. with Phil and the Mega Powers. They're going to be talking about the week in wrestling. Got a throwback so far this week?
No, not yet.
Not yet. And then on Saturday will be the 301st episode of the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. That's Saturday at 11 p.m. Next Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jordan Cobb and Surfer at 5 p.m. And I'm sure they're going to cram in as much as they can since they won't be on the air the following week. So tune into the comic book show this coming Sunday. And I think that's all the shows. Like
they
I said,
cram ballot boxes.
Yeah, download all the shows on iTunes. Everything.
Oh,
on,
y'all got that.
Did we decide on that date? It was the one Sunday after the Super Bowl, right?
You want to do it that Monday?
That Sunday after the Super Bowl, before your show.
After the Super Bowl is a post game for the Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl, a week after, he's saying.
Oh, boy, Jesus.
Oh, the week later. Okay.
It would be the 14th.
It doesn't have to be during that day, but.
Would be on Valentine's Day.
Well, I got Saturdays and Sundays off, but I know you don't work Saturdays, so Sunday it would flow right into your show while you're doing it.
Okay.
When is the Black Achiever Awards?
That'll be at the end of February, I believe.
When is the whole scramble?
That, I believe, we are going to do when Phil comes back from Fort Myers. I think I got an idea for the host scramble that I think everybody's going to like. instead of what we originally proposed, and you know what? The hell with it. I'm going to announce it on the air.
Uh-oh.
So, originally, I said, let's swap. Last year, we swapped the hosts. This year, we were going to swap the co-hosts. You know what? I think I'm going to do one better. I think this year we're going to put the co-hosts in the host chair, which means Dave would have to host Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Oh,
Phil is going to have to sit.
Christ.
Phil is going to have to sit in the co-host chair. Tony C will have to host the Rant.
Oh,
I get to sit.
And
Rage will have to host Freaks and Effing Geeks. Which he's done before, kind of. And Jordan will have to host the comic book show while Surfer sits. Well, I know it's not a big deal, but he'll have to be the lead. He'll have to play the Surfer role. Which
he's always ready to do that. So
I think we're going to do that this year. Make it a little easy and difficult at the same time. That means also, and Rick is very silent. That means Mick Wrestling is going to have to host Talk Brunch.
Hey, that's actually music to my ears. I'll just sit back and watch.
Or Jen. It's going to be one of the two. That's your choice.
Oh, God. Oh, you should make them flip a coin.
You guys should flip a coin on the air.
Tails, you lose.
Yeah. So we're gonna work out those details and figure everything out. But the scramble is going to be after Phil comes back from Fort Myers. That way he can be a part of it. And then what else? And then we're going to do the Black Achiever Awards. What date did Scott say? The 17th? I believe that's the day we have the penciled in.
Yeah.
No, it's Wednesday. Wednesday, February 23rd, the Black Achiever Awards.
23rd.
There you go. The week of
the last Wednesday of the month. The
last Wednesday of the month. So there you go. And that's that. Coming up in the month of March, two shows on the network will celebrate their 100th episodes. March 3rd, Rant Wrestling, and March 14th, Talk Brunch. And that's that.
I'm having a birthday party on the Wrestling Call-In Show on the 26th. Everybody better be there.
The 26th of March?
March.
Ooh. That's a Saturday?
Yep.
Yardbird for everybody.
Is. Yeah, it is.
Don Pignon.
Don Pignon.
Yeah. Birthday Yardbird again. I love Tony C birthday parties. Yeah. They're the best.
Broads.
I love broads. Like, you know that.
Fat broads.
And Hennessy.
I like a little meat on my broads. No shame in that.
Fat broads been following the horsemen for 40 years.
Call them plus size. Don't call them fat. That's not nice. Plus size.
I'm sorry. Plus size. Lance Bryant type.
Curvy.
That's right.
I mean, who could be plus size? Fat.
Right.
I think.
What was that, Rick?
I said there are women who could be plus size without being fat, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's why I said plus size.
Like a big butt or big bazoombas.
That's right, big bazoombas. I haven't heard term in a while.
Big knockers.
So March 26th, William.
Fun bags.
Party celebration.
Some women are small.
Sweater meat.
They still have
sweater meat.
Chesticles.
Some women are small, but they still have big juggalugs.
Juggalugs.
My old partner Kendall used to call them milk pockets. Milk pockets.
Yeah,
Jigglypuffs. I like that one.
Pokemon.
Speed bags.
Yep.
Surfer, what have you been doing?
Speed bag? You beating up on titties? If you're beating up on titties, we're going to have an issue. You know Big Phil likes his titties.
Listen, AA, add it to the schedule now, but at April, we'll do the same game, but for vaginas. What do you guys think, huh?
Ooh, ham sandwiches, everybody.
Oh, God.
Some of them do flop like speed bags, that's all.
Flop like speed bags.
James will be on this show.
There you go.
Oh, speed bags.
If they're flopping, you're going to put the bra back on and send it home.
Send that bitch home.
So, any final thoughts from the gallery here before we wrap it up?
Chat room is amazing tonight.
Chat room has been on fire.
I got banned.
Yeah, Rob got a little too excited.
What
with
did you do, Rob?
I got too excited for the tag match, and I counted 1, 2, and then instead of 3, it says you've been banned. I was like, oh, no.
The chat room automatically trigger. The chat room has an automatic trigger when there's like a spam typing. Like if
I got
speed typing or whatever it's called. And it triggered it, and you know. But he got back in. He got back in.
Yeah, it was like a 10-minute thing.
Blow your
Yeah, you can't. Unfortunately, the chat room, you can't blow. I guess I could turn that off. I wasn't even aware that setting was on.
Nah, that's good to have it on.
Yeah. So we end the show with Rage Mark.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. Funny setting.
Can we end the show listening to Rage's Mark out?
He's whining. The whining again. Oh please!
Well, I'm going to bring the show down.
I'm talking about the fake page mark out.
No.
Please, all right.
Save that for the best ofs.
If you're listening...
Yeah, it's Jen's turn. You know, you got to focus
on
the Jen. Yeah,
it's my turn tomorrow, so yeah. All
right.
If you're listening to any part... If you missed any part of this post-show, hang around. We're going to replay it here probably in the next 15 minutes. Go to iTunes or go to wherever you download all the shows. The Cabin Fever special that aired on Friday night is now available. Coming up also a little bit later on tonight will be the 300th episode of the Call-In Show that you can download it. William just sent me the audio a short time ago. And, of course, this show. But stick around. If you missed any part of the post-show, we're going to replay it here in the next 15 minutes. And that's that. What can I say,
folks?
I just
want everybody to know I have no problem with Triple H being champ. It cost me 50 bucks. That's it.
It cost you 50 bucks.
Better not.
I should have bet on it because I'd have got away with a lot of money.
Sean.
Man, he saved me a sandwich.
Sean, his name is Mr. Yeah, Pickles.
You know, I was sitting here, my brother swears Roman Reigns throughout Tyler Breeze. I'm like, no, he really didn't. It was AJ Styles.
Yeah.
That's right.
Once again, Mr. Pickles, a.k.a. Sean, he won. He's the recipient of the $50 Amex gift card, and of course, he'll program the network. He'll program the network one day this coming, one day this spring, somewhere end of April, beginning of May. He'll get a day to himself where he can do whatever he wants.
I'd also like to point out that I predicted Roman Reigns being eliminated second to last.
Look at that.
He wasn't second to last.
Yeah, he was.
I basically said he was going to be screwed at some point at the end, so.
I didn't think he'd be the last to be eliminated. I called second to last.
I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying.
And that's that.
Screwed.
Yeah.
That. Well, you couldn't put the belt on Brock.
Oh, no, it's no woo-hoo. It's no wee. I'm not crying. Hell, Triple H is on top. Hell, I care about Brock Lesnar right now.
The game is back.
Damn right.
Yes. Ham sandwiches for everybody.
That's right. Hashtag sledgehammers.
He's always made a great champion.
I have zero issues with him, man. I love Triple H.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm a Triple H mark. I've always said that openly.
Now, is he
going to... No problem.
Are they going to... Is he, they going to have to use the League of Nations to keep him champion for the next 2 months? Or?
Of course.
Probably.
He's a rock with the money.
In honor of Triple H, I'm going to rock my leather jacket to work tomorrow. I'm going to spit water on people on the bus.
You know who's probably the most upset right now? Batista.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As he's sitting in his Drax makeup on a pile of money, yeah, he's upset.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm saying, he supposedly came back to be champion, and then they changed the script on him.
Because he ain't that good.
Exactly.
He's a movie star now. He's fine.
He's
going to go to Twitter and complain.
He's a champion in your heart, Surfer.
If you come, what if Triple H comes out to 1-2? It's on tomorrow. Oh, man, I'm freaking bummed.
You see how he crotch chopped, too? I love that. That was fantastic.
He did at the Roman Reigns. He told him, suck it.
He said, suck it, Samoan.
Samoan, suck job. Is he going to cling on to Triple H's title run?
If they can get him off his farm, maybe.
Referee. If he was the commissioner, he would. He always does that. I'm surprised Sean ain't come down and try to hold Roman Reigns' leg or something. You know,
he would have got his eye kicked back into place if that was the case.
He got punched back into place.
Oh,
Superman punches Fix Shawn Michaels' eye.
And JR should have called it. My God, his eye's back in place. Eye's back in place.
Who's going to cause the most destruction tomorrow? Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns?
I think Bray Wyatt. I think the Wyatts. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I thought it was awesome when Bray just turned and punched Triple H in the face. Yeah,
that was good.
Yes, that was good.
That was good.
And he kissed a lot of dudes tonight, that fucking fruit
Jesus
booty.
Jesus Christ.
He did.
He's going to rent
Johnny right bad there. Kiss.
I'm sure he probably...
Miss.
He probably
I'm banged. So pretty.
He brushed his teeth when he got backstage.
Oh, you better. You better Listerine that shit.
Jesus.
I think what you call it, she get hazard pay for taking a kiss from Ric Flair.
That was a bit awkward to the because I don't think in all the years I've been watching wrestling, I don't actually think I've ever seen Ric kiss somebody other than a mannequin.
No, he's kissed a couple of honeys on TBS on the Superstation.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
so roughly though, he was.
He's been kissing for the last 40 years.
Yeah, I mean he's
JBL. He's a kiss stealer, Michael.
Shut up, JBL. Your prostate falls out.
Stealing.
Prostate falls out. Good lord.
And if somebody don't impregnate JoJo within the next 6 to 8 months,
she's growing on me. Tony C. She's growing on me.
Yeah.
She can grow on me all she wants.
Yeah, she can get it. I'd probably break her spleen, sorry, but she can definitely get it.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Randy Orton.
As hot as JoJo is, man, she just seems like she's so fucking naive in the brain.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
She'll probably hog tie you, too, after that. You think she's all that.
Yeah. Randy Orton probably spoiled it for everybody.
She'll probably beat you with fruit.
Yeah. All right, to anybody that called in and we didn't take your calls, you can call in to any of the shows over the course of the week.
And yeah, voice call your Rick opinion. Tomorrow.
Yeah, voice your opinions.
Yeah.
And,
I'm playing.
You're busy tomorrow. Call in, call in.
By the King of Kings.
Yeah.
So it don't matter because he's still on the throne.
Yeah, call in and voice your opinions. The lines will be open, especially on the rant. If you want to bitch about something, do it on Tuesday. And if you're a first-time listener, by the way, if you're a first-time listener to the network, because I know that there's probably a whole bunch of new people listening, because we do have more listeners than we normally do. But if you are a first-time listener, hey, this is just one show that we're doing tonight.
Tip of the iceberg.
This is we do this 7 times throughout the week. 7 times. So do yourself a favor, get familiar with the network, download all the shows, and of course, join us whenever there's some live programming and be a part of that chat room, because that chat room has been on fire for the last 6 hours.
Different time zones, different countries. You guys are amazing tonight.
Yes.
So all joking aside.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody for tuning in. And
you
of course,
can follow me on Twitter at SilverSurfer4FOR.
Oh, look at you, Captain Chief. Yeah,
trying to get some of that. Trying to get them. It's blown up, right?
Yeah, taking advantage.
And can I say one last thing to Lee, Mofo, Magic, and Randy?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I got some Kleenex coming to you.
Some of that Florida tissues?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of that good Florida, Orlando Kleenex coming to you.
No, Lee's happy. His boy came through tonight, man.
Yeah.
He's happy with AJ. He's a Roman Reigns guy.
Yeah, but he's happy with AJ's performance.
AJ's his boy, though.
Yeah.
You know, and now it'll make for some interesting times for him to watch.
How's he going to feel when AJ comes face to face with Mr. You Can't See Me himself?
Like I said, that's going to... You're looking at summertime for that, but if it happens...
Tony, let's wait on that, man.
Let's wait on that.
Oh, no. We're forward thinking on this network. Woo.
I don't want to think about that right now. Yeah, I'm playing the game.
You're scaring me right now.
John Cena's arm is still wrapped, okay? Let's at least wait till his arm is unwrapped.
You know, I was sad when, finally, after a full year, Curtis Axel was eliminated.
He still hasn't been eliminated from this one, though.
Oh, then that's how we're going to end it, folks. We're going to end it with Surfer in that comment. Jeez.
Awesome. Another no-sell.
Yeah.
AA, king of the no-sell.
Anyways, follow everybody on Twitter. And also, you know, he's not a part of the network, but he's been hanging with us tonight. And he's pretty much family at this point, because he also had to put up with Rage during Mega Slam. And that's Rob. Rob, plug your wares.
ThumbstickNinjas.com, Twitter.com/ThumbstickNinja. Just Google Thumbstick Ninja and you'll find
me. There you go. So you can find
Thank you.
Game heads, man. Get it going.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, AA.
No, no problem. No problem. And I want to, once again, thank you to everybody for tuning in. And, of course, our wonderful panel for Rob, Tony C, Phil, Jen, Rick, Surfer, Scott, and even Rage, who is doing a little meh right now. Because I hung up on him. But geez,
get the wambulance.
Get the wambulance. And what the hell is he doing in calling on a cell phone? If he's at home, why didn't he call in on his computer? Because he knows he's got that shitty cell phone of his.
He's got the limited edition Samba Simba Metro PCS cell phone.
God almighty.
Hashtagging.
Yeah.
And how's that new cell phone coming in, Surfer?
Okay, nobody's calling me on it, though.
Well,
they keep calling me on my old... They're still calling me on my old cell phone.
Well, you know.
It's not one of those Obama phones, right, Surfer? You got a good phone?
He went to Delaware to get it.
He went to Delaware.
Delaware Craigslist.
There you go.
You know damn well he did.
It's got a rotary on it.
His cell phone only has one ringtone.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Oh,
Surfer.
You know what his ringtone is.
What? What's his ringtone, Tony? In MIDI form.
8-bit. Right, Rob? 8-bit?
Hell yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can find that. Hold on. I'm sure there's got to be a MIDI.
Hold on.
MIDI.
I got to take a call.
MIDI. Hold on. MIDI theme. Oh. Yeah, here we go.
That's how you That's how his phone rings.
Okay, that sounds terrible. That sounds, that sounds like somebody.
That sounds like some that shit.
Oh, this is a that's a Nintendo version.
John Cena and Zelda. Right.
I want it.
So there you go. Just Google. Just Google. My time is now. 8-bit NEX remix. So there you go.
Never pick up the phone. Hello. I want my TV. Okay.
Why would I pick up the phone?
You watch your TV. Anyways. Ah. And this is just some of the fun we have on this network. Anyways, I'm Double A. We'll see you tomorrow for Talk Brunch and all the other shows on the network throughout the week. Remember, the next time we're bringing you event coverage, Sunday, February 21st for WWE Fastlane. Have a good night, everybody.
Later.
Good night.
Later.
Peace and chicken grease.